Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Let's take it back to the election of 2008. Is that happening in the streets of Philadelphia today? Here's a tape I always play on the Dom Show to remind you of what it's like. Romney election, Alani, 70-year-old African-American woman, duly there to be a poll watcher. Kevin Kelly, our next guest. Here's how it sounds.
Where are you, Kevin Kelly? You're in violation of the law. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You've been so notified, man.
You've been so notified.
Yes, Kevin, what was going on there?
I'm at 10th and 2. We have a judge of elections who's being told by her Democrat ward leader not to seat on minority inspector. So a minority inspector is being harangued and harassed. This woman says she's not going to sit here. She wasn't here at 10 o'clock. This happens time and time and time again in Philadelphia. These people are breaking the law. We have an elder African-American woman who's 70 years old who's being ostracized and told she's not allowed. I have a court order in my hand seating this woman, and I've got some political hack, some Democrat hack, telling me this is a Democrat polling place and that she's not allowed to be here and we're not going to give her a chair and we're not going to seat her.
A Democrat polling place. This is allegedly
Tenth
America.
Chu. Tom, we should have every single reporter in this city.
Well, this is a challenge. CBS3 and everybody else, right? Get over there now. You want to report the news? Report the news, because we're sick and tired of elections being stolen in Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Kevin Kelly joins us live today, and that's what carried it to 16 years ago. It can't be. He joins us here somewhere in Philadelphia. Hey, Kevin, welcome in. How are things going today?
Good, Tom. How time flies, huh?
Wow. It's hard to believe, but you're back in the saddle. So a colleague, I think, that's with MI Spies, even inside the Kelly camp, tells me you've been through the river wards and the like. What are you seeing out there today?
Well, I'm in West Philly, Dom, because that's typically where we had issues in the past that, a guy like me would go deal with. But so it's been super quiet. Not a whole lot. In the morning, we had some issues with maybe some SEIU, people paying people to go home. You know, some of the poll watchers sometimes are transactional, right?
So wait a minute. They tell the poll watcher to go home? Oh, my God.
Well, no, they pay them money and then they walk them potentially to go home.
Oh,
but
wait,
it turned out, look, it's really, if they tell you that, you know, look, I worked Obama, I worked Clinton, I've been working these elections forever, not 2020, but it's nothing like that. It's quiet, it's sleepy. I sent you a picture and I did a post with a guy in 56 and Kinkessing going in there with a Trump hat on, and he's from the neighborhood, and he's like, none of my boys are voting for her. So I just think, if they tell you that she won Pennsylvania and that she had an overwhelming support in Philly, and this is from everybody I'm talking to, it didn't happen. So, if you wake up tomorrow and they're telling you she won, I would question that.
Now Bob Brady saying, Kevin, 500,000, that would top Obama the first time around, which was, you cover that, was historic. That's what I'm feeling, too. Not saying it's due to Trump, but there's lack of support for her in North Philly and places like West Philly.
Yeah, and the unions, look, the unions may have taken her money, but they're sitting down. That machine is not operating. And, you know, they've got some yellow shirt poll watchers called election integrity people that are like some, you know, somebody funded them. But they're just like, hey, we're just here to make sure things aren't going bad. And I'm just not seeing a whole lot, but ever vigilant. But we're going around, and everybody's super nice, and the turnout's kind of low in what should be an overwhelmingly Democrat/Harris polling places. And I am cautiously optimistic that unless that changes dramatically, and even at like places like UPenn, and you know, I remember Obama, there was lines around the block, and that ain't it. I mean, there was a handful in a couple of the polling places, kids voting, but that's it. And it's kind of dead now, so we'll see.
What do you anticipate? Well, what is it you look out for now when we get near the end of the day, though, Kevin? What are some of the things that can be done if there's any cheating possible? What do they do?
Well, like the bread and butter stuff, like ballot stuffing and, you know, maybe running up the total somehow, or having, you know, in this case, illegals vote. Like James O'Keefe put out something where they're telling illegals to go vote, but I just think if you're an illegal and you're here, you want to lay low. You don't want to go voting and highlighting yourself, I don't think. So I don't think they're not trying to do it. It's just the appetite to do it just doesn't seem to be there, in my opinion. And I would just say, like, my big thing is Dominion voting machines nationwide. Like, if they're compromised, then it doesn't matter. It's a push of a button. But the bread and butter cheating we've seen in the past, and all the nonsense, it's just the machine has, the union machine has, they stayed home and more than likely voted for Trump. That's a big swing. So they got Liz Cheney and Dick Cheney, and we got the unions, we got black men, and I'll take that trade all day long. And Hispanic.
Absolutely. Kevin, check in at any time. That's good news. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Bye.
All right. So Kevin Kelly here on Talk Radio 1210. You know, the idea that the unions are going to be gung-ho for Harris is unlikely, to put it. And we'll see. 500,000 votes, I've said all along, no way. That doesn't mean there can't be a mild surge at the end here. We're only at 107. But I just think you can feel it was tepid all along here in Philadelphia. Now, what are we seeing across the state? Well, Laura Trump will be here to give you a bird's eye view of Pennsylvania and the other battleground states. But, the union support was not going to be there. And that rally last night, look, there were a lot of entertainers there. The big thing, I'm not even going to play some of these. I was talking to Ro about it. Any number of women today interviewed are saying they're showing up with their daughters because of their daughter's future. If you say because Harris is going to give a better America a better path, but if you talk for 2 minutes then about abortion, is that what we've sunk to? And where's the evidence that Trump, if this were DeSantis, the 6-week thing, et cetera, this is really the first national election that we've had post-Dobbs. So I get it. But where's the evidence that Trump is driven to ban abortion or anything like that? What he takes credit for is kicking it back to the states. That's constitutional. That's the way that it should be. And in any number of states, it's going to be enshrined. I'm more convinced than ever, though, seeing this sort of thing. I never see Ron DeSantis as a presidential candidate again. 6-week abortion ban, I just don't see it. Trump didn't fall into that trap. He's not about abortion rights and going down this path. But it's pretty sad to see women standing there and saying this is the thing, the only thing motivating him. I mean, don't you have to think of other things? Pretty limiting, right? The economy, the border, the future of the country, all those things. Or even you're afraid of Trump and democracy. Okay, but just abortion. That's what you're going to vote on? All right, everybody has a right to their own idea of what they're voting on. 855-839-1210, you get on board. What I think is on the ballot is you're going to see pretty quickly taking apart inflation that is crippling the average American. They have no answer to it. They can't have an answer to it because they did it.
You hear what Kevin Kelly said here, too, about across the board, the stuff that he's seen going on in Philadelphia. Seems to be relatively mild. It's places like the hospitals. Dawn had Temple Hospital. I had Chestnut Hill with this nonsense. And we're running it down. We're running it down, even after this election's over, to see what they were doing. Was that legal? Why engage in this with sick people? Their argument, I'm sure, is, and they can come on and tell me, who are you? Don't you want sick people to be able to vote? I just question the whole mechanism here in the hospitals of what they're up to and how in advance they did this and why. And I'm told this is the first election that anybody in those hospitals has seen anything like this. Why is that? Because they're determined they're going to win, and that's it. All right, 855-839-1210. And we just played you the guy with the bomb threats from Russia. I mean, did they have a guy call in? I'd love to hear the sound of the bomb threat if it's Boris over there doing it. So if that's the case, do you close down those polling places? If you really believe, is that head of elections in Fulton County said that we got bomb threats from Russians? No, I don't think so. Here's an example of what we're up against, too, from Breitbart. Today at Georgetown, students are offered a post-election Legos and cocoa in self-care suite. There'll be a self, and this is the Jesuits again. You can go and play with
for
Legos
college kids or
for college. No, it's for college.
Kindergartners can't vote.
I can't print it out here. I don't know why.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Georgetown students offer
Legos and comfort tea.
Yeah, I'm finding the part. They actually put it down by times here. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., tea, cocoa, and self-care. 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
What's self-care?
I don't know. There's a Lego station.
Weed?
12 to 1, there's healthy treats and healthy habits. 1 to 2, coloring and mindfulness exercise. Coloring.
Oh.
2 to 3, milk and cookies. 4 to 5, Legos and coloring. And 5 to 6, snacks and self-guided meditation.
We're sure not looking at the schedule for Montessori here.
Yeah, no, that's no. It's for Generation X. And this is,
Z,
you're
Z,
probably
Generation
paying...
Z.
No, they say X here. As a proud member of Generation X, this blows my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The reporter covering it says it. Yeah. I can see myself getting drunk. I can see lifting weights, going out for a run, eating an entire birthday cake in front of a married with children marathon. We all process our disappointments.
They think kids need comfort after filing the vote?
Yeah.
But, like, not only is the comfort itself ridiculous, but the notion that they need some kind of comfort.
Let's see. I think that's... This is probably for tomorrow in the worst case. Let me see here, Georgetown. No, they just say in recognition of these stressful times, all McCourt community members are welcome to gather. Third floor commons, take a much needed break, joining us for mindfulness activities and snacks throughout the day, plus the other comforts at Legos.
How about radio producers get a mind?
That's right. The producers' lounge should have Legos.
College kids are doing nothing, and they get Legos. What do we get?
And Georgetown probably costs $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year.
Where the hell's our coloring books, Dom?
Yeah, it's Greg Stocker.
Where's
listening
our snacks?
Here. Yeah, that's right.
I'll
take
all
that.
All right, we'll have that.
I can't believe that. Wow.
We'll put that into the producers' lounge.
Yeah.
The Legos is the thing that got me, not the snacks, but it's amazing. Okay.
Legos are a lot of money, too. Are they, like, wasting university funds on Legos so they can comfort kids after voting?
Brought in a whole, Death Star.
Yeah, we wonder where these funds are going.
You can imagine. I remember it in 2016, what it was like in various places.
So this says make them all walk across the Legos.
You guys may not remember it. When Trump won, oh, my goodness, what it was like. People either screaming, throwing themselves down.
Oh, remember the Ree girl with the,
the
beanie on and the glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we're getting updates for you around the clock here, and Laura Trump will be here at 2 o'clock. She'll break down what's going on. All right, let's go to Dave McCormick checking in here on Talk Radio 12.
He's going to be with us in about 30 seconds. Now.
All right.
We're just taking
The McCormick race is, take him right now. Yeah, the McCormick race is one of the biggest in the country. Of course, I know that Rich is there in Pittsburgh today at McCormick headquarters, and...
Take a quick two-minute break.
Okay. All right. Dave McCormick coming up here to tell us how he sees what's going on maybe in Pittsburgh and across the state, his neck of the woods. This could determine quite a cushion in the Senate if he beats Casey. You always like to have two or three people more on your side. 855-839-1210.
Hey, it's Rich Zeoli. You know how important online privacy and security is to me. That's why I subscribe to Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. It's a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service that helps protect your personal info from being exploited by hackers, scammers, and privacy invasive companies. Plus, it's from DuckDuckGo, so you know it's legit. With Privacy Pro, DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere. It's essential. Second, it has identity theft restoration. If your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro helps you restore it. And third, personal information removal. This is great. You ever search your name online and notice how many sites are selling information about you? Just try it yourself. Privacy Pro will help you remove your personal info from those creepy sites so they can't share it or sell it. Get all this for only $9.99 a month. And as my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you'll get an exclusive 7-day free trial on us. That's duckduckgo.com/1210.
This is Dr. Marianne Ritchie. Tune in to Your Radio Doctor every Saturday afternoon at 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT for the latest healthcare news and information, because your health is your wealth. That's Your Radio Doctor, Saturdays at 5.
Free speech lives here. We're down to your down on weekdays noon till 3 on Odyssey's number one talk station, 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests. As I just said, one of the most important, expensive, it might be the all-time, Dave McCormick, Bob Casey. Dave joins us here in Philadelphia. Hey, Dave, welcome back to town. Are you in Pittsburgh today?
I sure am. Hey, Dom, how you doing today?
Well, very good. You know, I never understood this, Dave. Why not continue on Election Day? Maybe not rallies or whatever, but doing stuff like this, because still we have close to 7 hours, all kinds of voters out there.
And we need every single vote, Dom. That's why I wanted to come on your show, is just to encourage your listeners. If they haven't voted, or they have somebody in their family who's on the fence or hasn't voted or needs a ride, please, please, please. This election will be determined by turnout. And listen, I feel great about it. We've got great weather. We've got a clear choice in the Senate race between change and the status quo. In my case, change is a business guy, a political outsider, a West Point grad, combat vet, seventh generation Pennsylvania, versus a guy that's been in office for 30 years, elected office, 18 years in the Senate, has voted 98.6% of the time with Biden and Harris. So that's what the race is about, and man, we need every vote. So I'm going hard at it today. I'm going to a bunch of polling sites in Allegheny County around my home, and I'm doing a lot of media just to encourage people to get out to vote.
Where is Dave McCormick looking tonight, or as the day unfolds, Dan, Dave, to see how long the lines are, to see what happens? I'm looking at Northampton, Erie, presidentially at least, Bucks County. I'm hoping that we see people overwhelm the polls, given what happened last week.
Yeah, me too. And I'm hearing good feedback on a lot of people, a lot of big turnout lines across these rural counties. I'm visiting a couple polling sites. They've all had very big turnout relative to past elections, and we need it. And for your listeners, listen, you got to get there before the polling location closes. But you know, if you're there in line, they have to allow you to vote,
exactly,
as long as it takes for the line to work down. So, but we got to get everybody out there. It feels like there's going to be big turnout. Big turnout's going to be mostly great for Republicans. And what's happened, Dom, as you know, is in the mail-in ballot. Republicans.
Yeah, right. No, we did very well in mail-in ballot, considering past years, some of it due to your efforts and people around you, Dave. So we'll be pushing it home until tonight, because every vote for Trump is a vote. We're hoping for Dave McCormick and the other way around. You run a great campaign here against a guy who is ineffectual, to put it mildly, but tough to beat just because of the name. I have a sense that magic may be over today.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you a very brief story, which I think reinforces that, which someone said to me the other day, are you running for the KCC?
Yeah.
And I said, heck no, I'm not running for the KCC. There's no entitlement to seat because your father was governor. No, you got to earn it every single day, every election. This is the people's seat. And the people have been poorly served by Bob Casey for 18 years. He hasn't done anything that's changed their lives. And in fact, things have gotten a lot worse. So listen, it's a change election. I'm the change candidate. I feel a lot of good momentum. I'd be honored. I'm honored to be the nominee, and I would be truly honored to represent the people of our great Commonwealth, and not just Republicans, Dom. Republicans, Democrats, Independents.
Exactly.
I'm going to solve these problems for everybody.
Absolutely, Dave. Godspeed. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. Now, Rich will be broadcasting today from McCormick headquarters from 3 to 7. Then it'll be Rich, Nick, Dawn, Jimmy Fallon at some point. Then 9 to 11, I'll be on with Dawn, and then 10 to 11 with you. We got some guests stopping by to tell us what they're hearing at that point. And again, I just think it's crazy talk to say that tonight we're going to know anything definitive. I don't even think in the wee small hours. I think it's going to take all this shaking out to at least my show, if not beyond, on Wednesday. That's when we're going to have this. All right, but get in. And don't forget the side question today, which is simply something that would be worthy of being voted on in a Twitter poll on my Twitter at Dom Show 1210. We've done a million over the years, but today, election day, big decision. And usually the decision is not this stark. You know, usually the decision is between one who's liberal, one who's kind of conservative, that kind of election. This time, this is as extreme as you can get of what will happen first, either way. You just don't get a change election in that matter. And you don't get the added bonus of seeing that she's been VP and that Trump was president for. Doesn't happen. All right, so 855-839-1210. Grab a line. Laura Trump here at 2 o'clock will get you caught up on what's happening in all the battleground states, including here in Pennsylvania. And what signs do they see that are pretty good? The big sign on the show today that I see it's pretty good, tepid turnout in a lot of places in Philadelphia. That's a really good sign. That's a good sign, too. You heard Kevin Kelly said the union people are not exactly going gung-ho to turn people out today. You know, they have to be on paper. We've been through this for the Democrat, but are they really going to engage in that? 500,000 turnout. Bob Brady, I'm still waiting. No way. We'll have that for that. We may have tonight. You know, one of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity, cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and a lot more. And one more thing. This Rescue Black Friday sale will run the entire month of November. So shop today at res-q.com, res-q.com, or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off during the entire month of November. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com and do it today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, time for your calls. Get in on the side question today. Decision day, election day. Give us something you'd like to see decided on my Twitter at DomShow1210. You know, some of the age-old questions, a funny one, a serious one, that you'd like to see it once and for all. Where does it come down? That's what we're doing today as we're waiting for this. And again, I'd set the over and under. It may take 24 hours before we have anybody starting to call anything, before it's official or semi-official, because it's not official to certified. It could bleed into Thursday, but I think it's going to be quicker this time. We're seeing not as much chaos. We are not seeing as much difficulty. Imagine all across the country, you know, a few things like the Fulton County bomb threat from the Russians. But Robert in Ben Salem is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today. Before I get to my side answer, I would also point out, Dom, that another amendment the Democrats cannot stand is the 10th Amendment.
Yes.
And I think that needs to be reinforced if we ever get around to having a convention of states again. But at any rate, my side question answer is the chicken or the egg. And I think that I've already, not me, but it's already been decided. The first bird was the Archaeopteryx about 150 million years ago, the very first bird from dinosaurs, and it came from an egg. Everything before the bird came from an egg, including the bird. So I'm going to say the egg was first. But, of course, that's just my opinion.
Well, no, that's a great reference, you, Brett. You know, you're more up into your own style with a mix of the Earl of Tacconi thrown in here, too. It's quite a melange.
Well, that's a compliment. I like Earl Tacconi because he's an eclectic individual as well. But I appreciate the time, and you guys have a great day, and we will win, Dom. Keep your chins up, everybody. Have a great day.
All right, thanks very much. I still have sitting at home that bottle of wine that's reputed to be $75, $80 from the Young Republicans. I'm not bringing it in tonight because I'm not transporting it. Might break. Going to have it at home. I don't even see a 2 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I think it could happen sometime tomorrow where we're starting to see it. All right, coming up, great friend and great organizer in South Philly. She's at the polls today. Jody Della Barbara joins us just to give you a feel. You know that the turnout in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, but particularly in Philadelphia, is all important. All right. And so far today, it doesn't appear to be there. And the turnout that we saw last night down at the Columbus statue, just on the, you know, spur of the moment type of rally that was set up, a closing statement, was enormous. I have not seen such energy. Just incredible. Of course, I had to tell a few rubles jokes there. How many rubles do you have? How many Russians are here? That's where the Russians said the miners were going to rally for Trump in 2016 at the Columbus, well, Marconi Plaza. Were there Russians there last night? Did the Russians really call in that bomb threat in Fulton County, Georgia? That's what the guy says. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk Diane Cardano, though, for a moment. Philadelphia, South Jersey. Diane Cardano is back with me. And if you're seeing those price-reduced signs popping up everywhere, it's not the market's fault. If your home isn't priced right or staged to shine, it's going to sit and sit and keep on sitting. You don't want that. Diane Cardano has been helping homeowners avoid those dreaded price drop-offs. She's got the know-how to make your home look its best, sell fast, and sell for top dollar. It's all about smart pricing, expert staging, and creative marketing. A little investment, well-thought-out pricing strategy can mean thousands more in your pocket. I'm talking thousands with Diane. That's what she delivers. So before you put that for sale sign up, give Diane a call. Simple things that she talks about. We've been over this for years that are unbelievably effective. She'll help make your home irresistible to buyers, get it sold fast, sometimes in even just 2 days. If you want to know more, just give her a call now, totally free, 215-576-8666, or visit online, same number, 215-576-8666.com. Get a copy, too, of her new book, free, Model Home Mindset. Don't wait. Reach out. Let's get that home sold for top dollar, 215-576-8666. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Bill O'Reilly tweeting out a pretty good summary. First data, in-person voting swing states is up. Urban turnout down. Rural turnout up. Advantage Trump. I mean, it's early, but those are, you know, pretty clear things that we're seeing from multiple sources. Still going to be very tight, but nothing earth-shattering here that would say a huge advantage to either side, but slight advantage to Trump. Jody Della Barber last night was one of the architects, along with our buddy Joe, down in South Philly, of this massive rally there right in front of the Columbus statue, and sort of blazing over into traffic a bit here, you know, on all those traffic islands. And she's working the polls today in South Philly. And I have a couple questions for her about South Philly and some really smart people who follow this. What it means if you hear various wards are going for Trump tonight, that's an indicator that this is going to be a good 24 hours in the presidential election. Hey, Jody, where are you headquartered today?
Right now, I'm at Gamp School. I'm in the 26th ward, and we have four divisions here.
So I was told the 26th ward, an insider says, will go for Trump. But if the 39th ward goes for Trump, then that would be an indicator that Philadelphia is not going to be bad at all.
I don't think it's going to be bad because, like it, last night after you left, the crowd even doubled. It was just amazing, and trucks and cars and everything. But, you know, everybody's out voting today. Only half the crowd voted by mail. And early voting, I'd say this crowd here now in the four divisions, about 75% are going for Trump.
That's in the 26th.
That's in the 26th. The 39th has, you know, some pockets over there of progressives. They won't go as high as the 26th, but there's still a lot of the Italian Americans in Second Street, and I think that they're definitely going for Trump.
What are you hearing across the city? It seems to be in the spots where she has to do really well, it's pretty tepid. We've had a couple people on saying that.
What I'm hearing is the turnout is low. Mm-hmm. It's low. It's not like it was for Biden.
Yeah. Jody, I said last night that Bob Brady says 500,000. There's no way at this type of pace.
No. No, no way. And this morning, when I got here to vote with my husband at 7 o'clock, we had 30 people in front of us in line, and it was like that for a while because people before they go to work, and it's been steady all day. Now we expect another big crowd at 4 o'clock.
All right,
but in wards like the 26th, throughout the city.
Well, let's hope so. 26 and 39, play that if you're playing any kind of number today, Jody.
I'll check in later, Dom.
Yeah, I got to say, though, last night, thank you for that. That was spectacular. I mean, only a few days before you put this together, quite a turnout.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody turned out because they're pumped up. We just, you know, we have so much energy for President Trump because we know if he does not win, it is the end of the country.
All right. Well, thank you, Jody. Thank you very much down in South Philly. So good news on the one ward that's big and the other one in play. But if, people texting me, people that know this stuff, if that ward, you hear the 39th tonight, I know that's minuscule. It's an indicator that Philadelphia is not going to be bad. Things are breaking for Trump. We know he's broken through in some of the poorer neighborhoods in North Philly, places like that. May not win them. We're saying this is all a numbers game of contending, though. It's not going to be wards like the Romney year, where Romney got literally zero votes. Now, we contend it. That can't be. But given Romney in Philadelphia, I could see it. Zero votes. You know how hard it is in a ward? I don't know how many thousands of votes. Zero. And there were some that he was under 10.
Zero.
Yeah. I mean, I had a couple write-ins. I may have beat them in a ward or so, and I wasn't even running. They just...
No one voted for the guy?
Zero.
Not one?
If you Google it, I think it's a couple of either wards or precincts.
It's gotta be like a...
That's
first time in history, right?
Yeah, that does seem impossible. Yeah. But again, Romney connecting in North Philly. Come on, give me a break. He's got a top hat on as he's walking down.
He's starting
street.
To gain an appetite for some lobster there, Dom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think Bob forgot about that on Inside Story.
Did
he didn't seem to. I'm not saying.
Who wants to buy a lobster?
Oh, did he play dumb when he came to him on it?
Yeah, I didn't say it on the air. It was off air. Yeah, so we'll see, Bob. 500,000 is the number here for Harris. Very tepid out there. You know, not overwhelming. I mean, that's Obama the first time he ran. That you have to beat. Kevin in Lycoming County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kevin, for our listeners, where is Lycoming County?
Greater Williamsport area. I was in a small town, Elamsport, which is about maybe 10 miles south of Williamsport.
Okay. And what did you see?
And they've had more people today than they've had all day in most election years, so pretty solid attendance out here at the polls. And one of the little side things is hardly any Amish so far.
Yeah, you know, they sometimes come en masse, Kevin, so I'm not saying they will this time, but Scott Presler worked over the Amish thing. Unbelievable. They are a rich source of votes. I know in 2004 I had one of them on. I had to hold the phone. He couldn't touch it. And once the bishop gave the word, they went for, particularly in Ohio, they won Ohio for Bush over John Kerry.
Well, I expect them to show up later. You know, the poll opened up here at 7 a.m. Right. And they have half their day in by 7 a.m. So I'd have to say that, you know, it would be time for them to start suiting up and showing up.
Absolutely,
because from what I've been told from the bishops, they know what they have at stake here. So time will tell. But regardless, there's plenty of time to go. But the rural part of this, I'm a road salesman, and I told the call screener, I'm on my way to Muncie now. You may hear from me again.
All righty, that's it. Our intrepid salesman out there. Thank you, Kevin. Muncie. Trying to place these. Look, Pennsylvania is a vast state. And when you travel across it, it's almost hard to believe. There was a state, I remember we used to kid about, this is a few years back, that had a combination jewelry store bait shop. I mean, that's how you know you're out there in rural Pennsylvania. It's arguably the most farms, the most rural in the country.
It makes sense. I mean, you're combining things into one store.
And I remember it began with a D, Dunamore, something like that. They got their first stoplight. It was like, oh, man, we had them on there. This is the type of state that it was. A congressman who ran for lieutenant governor, I think it was in 88, said, and he didn't say it disparagingly. Some people, as he was out there in rural Pennsylvania, said he was the first black person they had ever seen and met. So, here is a little bit of a reporter interviewing somebody who's Amish.
Yeah, this is a Nick Shirley Twitter reporter.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes, okay.
And who are you voting for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Are you Amish?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yep. And so the Amish are going to be coming out to vote this year?
Some of them, yeah.
Right. What has caused so many of the Amish to register to vote this year?
Probably just they want to get out and vote and make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you guys been affected this past 4 years underneath the Biden-Harris administration?
I would say definitely.
Ways has the Amish community been affected?
One way is that with Trump, the Amish had, I would say, more freedom, and with the Biden administration, there was not, you know, it started getting tighter and tighter. And
I just heard yesterday that 180,000 Amish are registered now because of what happened last year. Some kind of Democrat went in and tried to shut down a guy's operation. He was doing like organic farming or something, and the billboard's actually in Pennsylvania Dutch. It's not even in English. It says to go out and vote.
Oh, really?
For Trump. Yeah.
There you go. And Scott Presler, right? What was he on? The raw milk, the Amish. That guy, you know, the Trump administration, they got to put that guy in for 4 years to just start the next thing. And I've not seen anything like it. We're honored when he came to Dom Giordano Day. I got to do something special for him. He is just a driving force. All right, a lot of folks want to get in. Remember the side question, too, at 855-839-1210. You get a line. All right, Dom Giordano show. I think we have to get Guy Shiraki on, Dan. He seems to be combing the state here today for a little update, what he sees toward the end, maybe. Just told me, like, Combing does not have a lot of Amish. It's places like Lancaster, obviously. That's the one that I know, and a couple of others. So Scott Presler is out there, I'm sure, with raw milk somewhere, pushing that vote. It's an unfair advantage to have Presler on your side, really. Let's go to Christian in Abington on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Christian, welcome in.
Good afternoon, sir. So just total semantic litmus poll. I'm an old retired guy going back to college, but demographics that should be heavily Democrat are extremely lukewarm here on the college campus that I'm at. Every class I've been in, the professor has asked people if they've gone and voted, and the confirmation that people are doing so is tepid. It's pretty bad, which is good for us.
Yeah, it is. I'm not in the camp, Christian, as you know, saying, oh, for the Republic, they all should be voting. Look, if you don't want to vote, I don't think you ought to be voting. If you can't vote in this election, I would question why we should ever have you vote. I mean, my God, if this doesn't intrigue you, get you on board, there's nothing that's, you don't want to do it. That's fine. Let the rest of us run the country then.
I completely agree, sir. It's just they don't care. They really don't care, which is like, okay, I'm not here to push you in one direction.
No,
or another.
We don't want a person like that voting. Yeah, go ahead. What's your answer on the side question, Christian?
All right, so this is the winner. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
All right, that's an age-old one.
Oh, that's a great
exactly.
answer.
Yes, that's a great one. We should have taken that off the board. I didn't think people would. I would say it's not. Come on now. Why did we continue to make that up? That's a difficult to understand how that ever became a thing, but it is. That's a good one. All right. So it could be something serious, too. Hit us outside the box. Today is decision day. And if you don't want to vote in this, okay. What is it? What would it take to have you see a stake in voting? I don't know. I don't know how it couldn't be more clear cut, whichever side you're coming down on, and so many issues that people are playing to, be it abortion on the one side, on the other side, the Constitution, et cetera. Coming up, we'll hopefully get in Guy Shiraki. All right, let's see. Oh, this is another Lancaster County country. Now, I've only been to Lancaster County, Dan, chasing down someone from Watergate. And when I saw I was on Highway 1, Route 1000, I thought I was on the other side of the moon or something. It was at night. Like, where am I? And I, the guy said, I'm sick. I can't talk. I got 30 seconds traveling all the way to Lancaster County.
We did get Guy, if you want to take Guy real quick.
Yeah. Okay. Where is Guy? You got him?
Yeah,
hey,
got
Guy, thanks for all the quarterbacking. Where are you today and what are you seeing?
I'm in an undisclosed location. I can't tell you where. No, I'm actually right now. I spent the morning going around the main line. I am actually in Philadelphia. We'll spend the rest of the day in Philly. I'm in the war room up in Northeast Philly in Port Richmond, getting ready to go out and visit some polls, helping Joe DeFelice and the gang.
Ah, that's the guy. You know, how many no-neck guys are in the room? Like a dozen or so?
Well, they just assigned me one to go visit polling places, which is good.
Exactly. I'm a lawyer. Step aside. I want the no-neck guy over there. Exactly.
Yeah, I got some no-neck guy from, I wasn't allowed to ask where he's from, but he's supposed to protect
That's even
me
better. Before. No identity, yeah. Nowhere. You know, it could be anywhere. So, Guy, you asked about South Philly. Jody answered sort of. What are you looking at today in Philadelphia or anywhere? And what do we end up with? Do we know around 500,000 Democrat advantage in mail-in voting, something like that?
Yeah, it's going to be probably around 440. We'll get one more dump tonight.
Okay.
Al Schmidt, Department of State, will tell us. Going to be around 440. You know, I'm debating among friends. I wanted it to be under 500,000 D to R. It's going to be under 500,000. That's a good sign. Look, tonight, you know, there's a whole bunch of trips a trip line, sort of as you said. We're going to carry my old neighborhood. We're going to carry the 26th Ward. The 39th is the other side of Broad. A lot more, you know, lattes, Subaru, Volvo folks have moved into the 39th Ward, but it was a heck of a crowd last night. So, look, one is I have all the wards mapped out. One is Trump numbers bigger than in 2020. That's the first measure. Two is overall turnout in Philly. Either one of those, if turnout is down in Philly or if Trump starts doing better than 2020, they're the first two signs I'm looking for out of Philly. The second is the suburbs. I think the only place Kamala Harris grows, the only place Bob Casey has hope, is the Philadelphia suburbs. If they don't roll up bigger numbers in the four counties, and frankly, if they, it's only three counties, they really only have a shot to roll up numbers in Montgomery, Chester, and Delaware. That's it. They're going to lose bucks. You know, if Donald Trump doesn't carry bucks, that's a problem, and I think he will. So I think they're really putting all their money on rolling up numbers in Montgomery, Chester, Delaware, and a few other suburban counties sprinkled across the state.
Yeah, I'd be surprised after the debacle last week. If he can't win bucks, if people didn't turn out en masse there, I would be shocked. And I don't, I see it's still coming back down to Pennsylvania. In your gut, do you see that's where it comes?
Yeah, it comes to because it's the biggest prize. Look, I think we'll get some early indications even out of Virginia. Look, I mean, if Trump carries Virginia, if they beat Tim Kaine, then it's going to be a Reagan-esque landslide. But Biden carried Virginia by nearly 11 points. The fact that President Trump went there to campaign indicates what they feel with Youngkin's win. So, again, sort of inside the game, if Virginia's 5 points or less, that's indicates a good night. They closed their polls a little earlier. We'll get a little sense. But Pennsylvania is the big thing. I think we get Arizona and Nevada. If we get Pennsylvania, then it becomes almost mathematically impossible for her to get to where she needs to be in the Electoral College. And I think Arizona and Nevada are gone. It's why she hasn't gone back. I think she's written them off. So it really is Pennsylvania. As I said to you before, look where the candidate spent time. She did not leave Pennsylvania yesterday. Which tells you that's where they're trying to draw the line, and I don't think it's going to be enough. At the end of the day, Trump's growing everywhere. She's putting it all in the suburbs, and I'm counting on my neighbors in the suburbs and not let me down.
Absolutely. Guy, check in anytime. Thank you. Good luck in Northeast Philadelphia.
Yep, I will. Thanks again. Thanks for what you're doing. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Guy Shiraki with the no-neck guy who we don't know the name of. That's perfect. Now, that's good strategy here. Well, I have lawyers over here. You know, I'm picturing the ideal guy. It's Alan Dershowitz, but he's 6'5" and 280, but in perfect shape. That's the guy I want.
Alan, why Alan Dershowitz?
Lawyer.
Okay.
Argumentative beyond belief.
I get it.
Yeah, you know, Ari, I mean, you
want to say, if there's anyone that's not physically intimidating, it's probably Alan Dershowitz.
No, but I said a 6'5", 280, Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, but that, still, I don't even know if that would make you intimidating.
All right, Laura Trump is intimidating. She's
I'm 6'8", and I'm not very intimidating.
Laura Trump is next. She'll break down for you what's happening all over the place. We're still watching to see what's going on in the hospitals. What happened with the lunch tray emergency ballots? Are they really doing that to sick people in Chestnut Hill, Temple, Dawn had today? We'll give you all of that in a big windup in the 2 o'clock hour. We hope to speak with Rich in Pittsburgh, too. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy, Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.